You're listening to the audio production of Sergeant York by John Perry, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Milton Bagby. Introduction. Writing about history, I generally spend a lot of time shuffling through old letters and digging, often literally, through stacks and boxes of musty documents. The story of Sergeant Alvin York is different in that, in addition to all the usual research, I have had the pleasure of speaking with friends, neighbors, and family members who knew the man. Archival documents, wonderful as they are, can't explain themselves or answer a question. Having this living link with my subject provides a rare level of comfort in stating facts and drawing conclusions. Not that the story of Alvin York is cut and dried. Like anyone with strongly felt opinions, York had his enemies, and he was unflinchingly partisan when it came to politics. In line with most Southern voters of the time, he was a yellow dog Democrat who considered Hoover a buffoon and FBR the nation's savior. He was more a doer than a thinker, a man of action whose energy and resolve led him to jump into situations he hadn't fully thought through, sometimes to troublesome effect. York never went looking for fame or wealth. They came to him, and he handled them as best he could. The fact that he single-handedly captured 132 Germans and killed maybe two dozen would be unbelievable if not for the detailed official eyewitness accounts. York thought it was a miracle, and so do I. For decades, he resisted cashing in on his celebrity, declaring time and again that Uncle Sam's uniform ain't for sale. The threat of annihilation on the eve of World War II changed his mind. His desire to see America standing strong against maniacal threats from Germany and Japan finally outweighed his natural humility and self-imposed standard of propriety. As a result of the Hollywood blockbuster that carried his name, Sergeant York became a hero all over again, and a wealthy man, and gained an informal but significant position of influence in international affairs. Then, in an ironic twist worthy of Greek tragedy, the fame York had avoided for so long and handled with such selfless grace led to hardship and humiliation. Years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?